97.1, The Eagle, The Rock Station. Mikey Morning Show, 741. Looking for a high today of 97, 81 right now. It's going to be partly cloudy today. A little Aerosmith and Sweet Emotion. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the show, too, so don't go away. We're going to hopefully be hearing from Charlton Heston. So stick around for that. And what else? Oh, this Martha Stewart thing.
Yeah.
Now, Martha Stewart. Now, Eddie, do we have something new on Martha Stewart going on right now?
Say that again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
I'm on the phone. I'm doing producer work.
Okay. Have you heard anything about this Martha Stewart thing?
Yeah, she had to turn in documents about her insider trading, like emails and insider, all kinds of crazy inside documents.
So bad things are coming out about Martha Stewart.
Yes.
We're starting to learn
scandalous.
More. How about that orgy?
What?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't know that she had a little little Latin lover?
No.
Enrique? You didn't know this?
No, I didn't.
Listen.
It's the Martha Stewart Holiday Orgy Special.
Look at all the balls. Oh, yes, they look a little bare, and I think the more, the merrier. Hello, I'm Martha Stewart. I have some wonderful big fat nuts. Enrique Badillo lives, and I'm very happy that he's here with me today. It's wood.
Incredible skill is needed in a process that takes 2 days.
It's looking good, yeah.
And this I'm just tightening.
Yeah, wonderful.
Wow. Enrique. Yum. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, see, you're doing it much faster than I.
Which is gracias, Enrique.
Or you can try the more complicated yet traditional method, which Jacques shared with me.
I have a technique here. I have to show you that.
I want to see.
And I do a circle with it.
Oh, you twirl it. Okay, and here's your nuts.
Okay, so we can put them here. Like that, we can work together.
Please stop.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Please stop. Please stop.
Martha Stewart's Holiday Orgy Special.
Of that Greek tradition.
Coming soon.
I never tire of getting and eating.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
The Mikey Morning Show. 97.1 Eagle.
97.1, The Eagle. It's The Rock Station. It's a Mikey Morning Show. 751. High of 97 today. It's 81 right now. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Are we? Are you still working on getting us Charlton Heston?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying right
He's
now.
He's got Alzheimer's disease.
It's really difficult. I mean, his people don't want him to do any interviews right now,
right.
But I told them we're big supporters of the NRA.
Oh, so. Good. Good. So we'll talk to him hopefully coming up, and it's time for
Mikey's joke of the day.
Today's joke sees a man going to a restaurant to get some food.
Ah, yes. I love a Vietnamese food. The great stuff. Fido really does make a good meal. That's the real other white meat.
Oh. As Eddie sat down at his table, he accidentally knocked his spoon off the table. No sooner had he done that, a waiter rushed over to his table, reached into his pocket, and put a new spoon on Eddie's table.
Oh, look at that. Busboys are good for something. That's great.
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, sir, I'm your waiter.
But you're Mexican. Do all waiters carry spoons in their pockets?
Mikey replied.
Yeah, actually, ever since an efficiency expert came to our restaurant and determined that 17.8% of our diners knock their spoons off their table, by carrying spoons with us, we save trips to the kitchen.
The diner was impressed.
Wow! That's smart. Well, I don't mean to intrude, but
Too late.
Yeah, well, you have a string hanging from your fly. I mean, are you on the rag? Time of the month? I don't get it. What's
the waiter replied?
Well, actually, sir, that's from the efficiency expert, too. You see, the expert determined.
Well, he should have told you that they have wings now.
That's not what it is.
Absorbent. Big guys like you, they got.
No, that's
who
not
have
the
big. Who
no.
have the big.
For Christ's sake, sir. What they did was they determined that we were spending too much time washing our hands after we went to the bathroom. The other end of that string is attached to my penis.
Oh, see, I knew it. Would you like some Midol for the cramps? Or?
Right. Well, it's for when we go to the bathroom. You see, when we need to go, I just pull the string, do my thing, and then get back to work. Having never touched myself, there's No need to wash my hands. Saves a lot of time. Mm.
The diner was impressed. As he ate his meal, he thought of one more question to ask the waiter.
Wait a second there, Sparkplug. How do you get your penis back in your pants?
The waiter shrugged and said,
I don't know about the other guys, but I used the spoon.
Now that's comedy.
See, it's like penis soup for the soul. You get it? Like, you know, it's like the books, those, the chicken soup for the soul book.
I get it.
Oh, it just wasn't funny.
That's the joke of the day.